What's up, everyone? My name is Lindsay, or if you're coming from Twitch, I am Dr. Hops. I am a doctor of physical therapy, online health and wellness coach, and small streamer. Welcome to the first episode of Get Good, where you'll learn all about the components of healthy gaming. If you're ready, let's hop to it. In this episode, we'll be introducing the concept of wellness and talking about what it really is. It's kind of my thing. So a lot of people think that they know what the concept of wellness is, but the first thing that comes to mind is the commercialized picture of someone doing yoga on a mountain with avocado toast next to them. And honestly, when I tell people I'm a wellness coach, that's exactly what they think. It couldn't be further from the truth, though, especially for me. I mean, I'm not going to turn down avocado toast because it's pretty bomb, but whatever. So let's talk about what all of this really means, and especially what it means for you. So there are 8 main dimensions of wellness: physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual, social, environmental, financial, and occupational. Everyone needs components from each of these subgroups in order to feel a sense of contentment or satisfaction in life. Today, we're going to talk about what exactly all this means, because it can seem like a lot, but it's really not. So the physical dimension is exactly what it sounds like. How's your exercise looking? How's your self-image? What are you eating? That sort of stuff. But also, physical can mean how you're getting other physical needs met. Like, for me, something I didn't know I needed was time to cuddle with my cat when she doesn't hate me. And if anyone knows me, you know I'm more of a bunny person. I can explain more about that in another episode if you want, but for all intents and purposes, I'm primarily a bunny person, but recently discovered that cats are more than just memes because I now have a cat and I need their cuddles. Emotional wellness is basically how well we process and deal with what's going on around us on a personal level. Kind of like how we handle stress. Cat cuddles also work here, in case you're wondering. For a lot of gamers, that means getting lost in our virtual worlds. Playing RuneScape and streaming helps me a lot with that. My chat gets an earful of what goes on in my head as I try to stay sane at my full-time job while trying to do quests and other shenanigans in RuneScape. For me, that's my stress relief. What do you like to do? I like to hear it. We all love to hear it. Intellectual wellness is more like your mindset for learning. Something I frequently challenge my peeps with is the development of a growth mindset. And the fact that you're here right now listening to me blab is actually a great place to start, because I love 2 things: helping the people I care about and talking about literally anything. Honestly, there are way too many people out there that just like to chill with the information they have, but they never look outside the box. But there's a ton more out there to learn, even if it weirds you out, because new stuff or change isn't always rainbows. Like in RuneScape, there are different game modes to choose from, and I am an Iron Woman, which challenges me to play the game in a way that some people might call more tedious on a good day. But I call it more interesting. I can't trade with other players, use the Grand Exchange, which is kind of like an economy-type bank thing in the game, or pick up other people's loot. There are other game modes to play too, and that's what I love about RuneScape. And outside of gaming, I'm always looking up new research-based interventions for my clients so I can challenge myself and challenge them with the most up-to-date info out there. All that helps me keep up with my intellectual wellness. Social wellness is basically what most gamers hate: human interaction. But for real, gaming, especially MMORPGs, can really fulfill the social wellness component better than people think. I mean, how many of us have seen those memes on the internet where it's like, what people think gamers are like, and it's like, causing a ton of trouble because that's what they do in the game they play. But then the next picture is like what gamers are actually like, and it's story after story of clans and groups coming together when one of their members needs IRL help. Like, come on, not everyone on the internet is a troll. I mean, some people are, but for people like me, the interaction component really helps me, even if it is a troll. Like, it keeps me thinking, I don't know. But I know you guys get it. Spiritual wellness isn't like the praise Jeebus or anything like that. I mean, it can be, but there's more to it. It's more along the lines of embracing the fact that there is more to life than physical things. So we're talking about being mindful here. Mindfulness is being grateful and thankful for the opportunities you have and for the little things in life. This is so hard for my clients to get because we are all so good at taking things for granted, especially when it comes to ourselves, you know? So setting aside times for ourselves to just chill out and participate in a little self-care goes a long way. Sometimes all the self-care I have time for is looking in the mirror and saying, "You're a boss." And even as small as that is, it can go a long way. Environmental wellness is literally starting with your immediate environment and working out from there. It can be as simple as cleaning up your home or working on recycling more. I'm really great about recycling, but I think that's just because my brain thinks it's easier to do than clean up my room. I'm really not sure why. Like, I'm not talking about Marie Kondo here, but if that's your cup of tea, sip on it. I'm all for it. Financial wellness is how stable you feel with your cash. I think it's pretty obvious how this one can be really big to people, especially around now. Being able to save money, spend money, and make money is ridiculous and takes some serious organization. But having that base for yourself and knowing you'll be all good in that department really helps people have peace of mind. And finally, occupational wellness is how you're feeling about your job and your line of work. It's no mystery that hating your job is going to have an impact on the other parts of your life, or loving your job, either one. Personally, I love doing what I do, whether that's being a physical therapist, being a wellness coach, or being a streamer. And I had no idea that I'd even like streaming. But the challenging part here is also a work-life balance. If you love what you do, but always feel like you're doing it instead of doing you, that's going to wear on you. In fact, all these different components of wellness really depend on balancing a lot of things. Lucky for us, it's getting more and more difficult to find things in those subgroups that we can actually relate to. Yay! So, as a PT, I primarily focus on the physical aspect of wellness and the parts that come with that, so mostly emotional and intellectual. The rest are things I cover with clients that specifically work with me for wellness coaching, which is separate. But even though all these things are separate, they all play off of each other. So now you're probably wondering, okay, you've told me all this stuff, so what do I do about it? Well, throughout this podcast, we're going to be talking about components of all these subgroups and how they can relate to you. Strategies, tips, and tricks to help you feel a little better about your day from someone that eats avocado toast, but doesn't exactly do it while meditating next to a tree. I want this thing to kind of evolve into really diving into what all of you want to learn. I've got some ideas, but I really want to hear from you. I know this intro episode here was a bit short, but hopefully you guys get the idea of what we'll be talking about in this series. We're literally just getting started. From exercise to gaming mindsets, there's a lot coming. So now that you know actually what wellness is, what do you guys actually do that fits into some of these categories? Is there anything that you do that you don't know if it fits into a category, maybe multiple categories? Do you have an idea for a topic to chat about? Let's send it. So if you have a question about something we talked about in this episode, find me in the chat on Twitch or shoot me a DM on Twitch or Twitter, and it'll get answered in the next episode. If you're wanting to get ish done in your life and don't know where to start, check out my website where you can get started right from my homepage. You can also check out my signature program packages, including Level Up Your Setup, where I take an in-depth look at your gaming station and provide specific recommendations based on ergonomics and body mechanics. It's all at thewellnessincentive.com. Tune in to the next episode for more tips and tricks to get good. Thanks for hopping by, and I'll see you next time.